Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. In this episode, we're going to go over the Astros and the White Sox series, games 1 and 2, splitting this up with the 4 games. We're going to do fair or foul and look at the standings, which are still favorable for the Astros. But first, I got to tell you this, Tom is in Las Vegas, and he'll be back on Sunday. So joining me today from the podcast Bourbon and Baseball with Susie and Shelby, we have Susie. Susie, thanks for coming
on. Well, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here, and it's a little early, but that's okay. We got coffee, and that's really all we need.
I want coffee, but I have to go to bed. I would love some coffee right now, but I just have water. Good water and a cracky, tired voice.
I have no water, but I have good coffee and this voice. So,
all right. So I guess tell us a little bit about your podcast. You just started it. You got one episode out, right?
We have one episode out. We just recorded our second one, and I am in the process of editing that. And we are, it's a very baby. It's in its infancy podcast. Shelby and I have known each other for years and years. My day job is a photographer. And so I actually took Shelby's senior photos a gajillion years ago because she's also a fetus. But we both love the Astros, and I really wanted a different perspective on Astros baseball besides male. And so Shelby and I decided to team up, and we got going. We drink a little bit of alcohol, and we talk a lot about baseball.
I did an episode where me and Bobby Dynamite, the train guy, we drank bourbon, but I recorded it on like the green room.
Oh,
some kind of like Spotify green room, and his audio was horrible.
Oh no. So
it wasn't a total waste of time because we had fun, but.
Well, you got to drink bourbon and talk to Bobby Dynamite.
Yeah, I wasn't able to release it though. It was too bad. But anyway, let's get into these games. Monday we had Urquidy versus Johnny Cueto. I didn't know that guy was still pitching.
Yeah.
How old is that guy?
36, I want to say, they said.
Oh, I guess JV's older than that, so he's still around.
Yeah.
But the Astros started out well. Alvarez sac fly, brought in Duvon, and then Bregman had a double, brought in Yuli. We're winning 2-0. No scoring till the 8th inning. Jimenez, a 2-run double, and this was off Montero. That made it 2-2, and then Moncada had a 2-run single. That made it 4-2, and that was the final score. The Astros lose. Urquidy went 7 2/3, 6 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. Tell me what you thought about Urquidy's performance and whether or not Dusty should have taken him out. Hindsight's 2020. Of course.
Hindsight is 2020. However, he had already struck out. Who was it? Was it Sheets? No, it wasn't Sheets. He had already struck out whoever that batter was twice. I mean, and the other swings that he had taken earlier did not look good. He did not look comfortable against Urquidy, and I was a little confused as to why Dusty Baker was pulling him that early. I mean, because his pitch count was pretty good. It was high 80s, maybe low 90s. And I was befuddled. And I was really, really confused why he brought in Montero, considering that he gave up runs the night prior.
That is what I said. I was at the game Sunday, and he did not look good.
No.
So I didn't see the game because I'm at work. But I go see what's happening, and I'm like, Montero, he just like did bad yesterday, and they brought him right back in.
And I excuse me, I don't know if it was Dusty maybe trying to show Montero that he still has confidence in him and just, you know, get back on that horse and do the things. I was very confused. I had no idea why he did that. And the fact that he had pulled Urquidy so quickly. I mean, it was just like he gave up. And the prior batter was a soft serve single. I mean, it was just a boop. It wasn't even.
Yeah.
You know,
he got the first two guys out, right? And then he gave up a little soft single and they took him out.
And I mean, it was like immediately. And how I was looking around. I'm like, did he really? Oh, yeah. No, there's Montero. And then Montero gave up all the runs. I was like, oh, that's fun. Let's not do that again. But, you know.
So and Montero's been good all season.
All season.
So when I tweeted this out as like, Montero, why would you put him in? And I had people coming at me. You got to have confidence in your guys. If they do bad, you got to put them back in. And it's like, first of all, I'm not complaining. I'm not. I'm just surprised. Like you said it just like you said what I felt. I'm like, what? Why? Because he didn't look good Sunday. So that's two in a row. So now what do? You keep bringing him in? I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, I just talked about that. So I have all that. But, you know, and some people are like, oh, blame Dusty for all the losses. Don't give him credit for the win. But Dusty said, put it on me.
Right.
He blames himself. So we can blame him all we want.
And, you know, and we all like to play armchair quarterback. It's not quarterback. It's
manager.
It's baseball. Yeah, armchair manager. But at some point in time, you look at yourself and you say, self, what's going on here? And, you know, we obviously can't make the calls. The manager makes the calls. So why would you pull Urquidy so quickly? Why would you put on Montero? And I did not watch the after game interview with him, so I don't know if he explained his decision or if he just said nope, it was on me, blame me.
Yeah.
So it still was very confusing. And then, you know, last night's game when Verlander did, I was like, he's not gonna pull Verlander. There's no way he's gonna pull Verlander. And then, you know, Verlander got out of the inning, gave up a couple of runs.
Yeah, he didn't get out unscathed.
Nope, but the speed in which he took out Urquidy surprised me, but the fact that he did not go get Verlander obviously did not surprise me, because Verlander would have just looked at him and said, nope, not getting off this bump. But it just,
maybe he should have did one and not the other. Maybe he pulled the wrong guy.
It showed to me, I don't know, maybe surprisingly, unsurprisingly, that maybe he didn't have as much confidence in Urquidy as he does in Verlander, which, you know, Verlander is obviously the horse and he is going to do what he's going to do. I don't know. I love Dusty. I'm not on the hate Dusty train. I'm not on the I'm not on the I love all of the Dusty decisions either. But sometimes I question his decisions.
He did mention that he should have went with his gut instead of analytics.
On so Urquidy or?
On Urquidy, taking Urquidy out. He said, okay, I should have went with my guts instead of the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember him that he said guts. But let's go to Tuesday. JV versus Cease. We got the Cy Young matchup here. They got the lead first with a single from Harrison. And then Bregman, who's been lights out lately, he got an RBI double, brought in Yuli Tucker, RBI double, brought Bregman in. We're up 2-1. Altuve with his 20th homer of the year. We're cruising 3-1 with Justin Verlander on the mound, and then Sheets gets that 2-run double, and we're tied. We go to the 8th inning, and Neris didn't look good. There was about a 4-game stretch where the Astros bullpen didn't give up anything. And the first two games with Chicago, looks like they're struggling. Neris gave up that run and we lose 4-3. Verlander, 7 innings, 8 hits and 3 runs, only 4 strikeouts. And Neris, 2 hits and a walk. He gave up that run. He takes the loss. Bregman, 2-for-4. Dubon, 3-for-4. He led off in game one, went 1-for-5, and then they put him somewhere down lower, because I think it's a different animal trying to lead off. They gave Altuve the day off on Monday. Tucker 1-for-4. So you look at this game. Justin Verlander did great. But you can blame Dusty. You can do whatever you want. You can blame the bullpen. But the Astros didn't score enough runs. They definitely didn't score. Two runs on 7 hits. They only scored in the first inning in the first game. 0-for-5 runners in scoring position. Left 8 on base. Yesterday, 3 runs on 9 hits. 1-for-8 runners in scoring position. Left 9 on base. So they got men on base. They got enough hits. They just didn't bring them in. So you gotta give it on the offense for this.
Well, what really kills me, and I missed the actual play when they caught Altuve leading off, and he just couldn't get back on base, and they caught him stealing, and I was like, why Altuve? What is happening? And then Bregman hit that home run, and well, we would have been up 3 if Altuve hadn't been caught. And I didn't go back to look at the actual play to see what happened, but I was so upset because I feel like we've had a couple of those mishaps on the base paths on where, they either caught him stealing or leading off or whatnot. And I don't understand. I don't understand why.
Because Altuve misses up a lot on base.
I love Altuve.
But he's Altuve. He does so much good things. You just can't get mad about it.
I mean, we'll sweep those mistakes under the rug. But yeah. when he hit that home run, I'm all, does that make up for it? Altuve, is that what you're trying to do? It is what it is. And I say this with the athletic ability of a gnat, judging these prime athletes over here when I definitely could not do any of the things that they can do.
I cannot either.
But I just...
I mean, we talk about Dusty and we don't know half of what Dusty's forgotten.
Right.
And people are like, I think we need to take Dusty's job away from him. We got the best record in the American League. Are you paying attention? Dusty's fine. We're fine. I mean, we got amazing starters. We're good. The Astros are, let's go with this. They got Valdez tonight and then Garcia. So we can either split it or try not to get swept. And then we got Atlanta coming up. But the Astros are 75-43, 11 ahead of Seattle. 22 ahead of Texas, 23.5 ahead of LA, and 32.5 ahead of Oakland. 5-5 in their last 10. They've lost 2 in a row, but the Yankees have lost 3 in a row, and they're 2-8. And the main thing that I've been talking about all season is you need to be one of those top 2 seeds.
Well, I was looking at the standings, and if the And neither, I feel like it would benefit us more, I guess, if we were the second seed so that we could either play the Guardians or the Twins. But then again, looking back on how well we did against the Guardians, maybe not. So
you have a tougher matchup, but you have the home field advantage in the LCS. So
yes,
who knows what you want? They were talking about that the other day. About being the 2 seed you might have an easier road.
Right.
But you should have a harder road than the first one. So the Astros, 5 runs in 2 games. The bullpen was lights out, but they're struggling now. Starters good. I just pretty much saying what I already said. But Diaz, did you see the Diaz injury? He could be out for a while.
Yes, that makes me sad. That makes me so sad. I feel like every season he is just fire. And then some sort of injury, like freak injury happens. Last season, it was the hit by pitch where he broke his finger or something. And then he was out for something like that. And then he was out for, 8 weeks. Something. And now it's the groin. And I feel like groin injuries are one of those, they're never really fully healed because it's, it's those weird soft tissue injury things. And it's, you tweak something or you look something and you're like, oh, all right. And he's not the youngest chicken in the coop. So, but that makes me maybe more excited for Mancini and playing time between maybe him and McCormick. So, but you know, who knows what Dusty will do?
I don't think Mancini should ever sit on the bench.
I don't.
But I saw this. Have you ever heard of Larry the GM?
I do. Yep. Do you follow Larry the GM?
He posted this like 24 minutes ago.
Oh.
Since August the 2nd, the Astros are 8-6.
Mm-hmm.
With Vasquez starting at catcher, they're 4-1. With Maldi, they're 4-5.
Oh.
And then it goes on to say, Yuli, they're 6-5. Mancini starts, they're 5-3. 4-3 when Chaz starts, 4-4 when Meyer starts, and 7-5 when Dubon starts. But Vasquez at 4-1, that's pretty surprising. But we talked about this. I asked Tom, do you think, because Vasquez was hitting like 280 when they got him, do you think he could take the starting job away from Maldi? And we both said no. What do you think about that?
I definitely don't think he can take the starting job away from Maldi. It's not. I think that the clubhouse trusts Maldi. Maldi's inherently the captain. I mean, there's just really no ifs, ands, buts about it. Do I think that Vasquez is a very capable 1A? Definitely, for sure. The fact that he pinch hit for Maldi last night surprised the hell out of me. I'll just be really honest. I cheered while I was on the couch because, oh my gosh, look, this is the entire reason we got Vasquez for when these situations happen, then maybe we can pinch hit for Maldi. Don't get me wrong. Maldi has been fire for July and August. But,
yes,
you know, we're trying to make up for the beginning of the season when, you know, we were 067. And it's just so I was thrilled when Vasquez came in and actually, you know, lined out, but he hit the ball. He didn't strike out. So I love Maldi. Again, he is the captain. Definitely not going to take away the starting job. Will he get some more rest days? Probably.
That's what I think.
But you know, he's up there too. Those knees probably don't feel great.
Yeah. He caught a lot of games last year. So I think when you get to the playoffs, that's what I was saying, that he's going to catch most of the games. So it's good. Just, I mean, give him as much rest as you can so he'll be ready for the playoffs. But anyway, we usually give out Players of the Series awards and our new brand new invented Coach Rose Award. And but it's halfway through the series, so we are going to go to everyone's favorite segment, Fair or Foul.
Love it. Let's do it.
All right. So number one, since you guys have the Bourbon and Baseball podcast, bourbon straight up on the rocks with no soda or whatever else you put in it. Fair or foul?
Fair. 1,000% fair. Shelby will probably disagree. I like it with a little bit of ice. She likes it straight up sometimes. If I'm trying to sip on it in social situations, I will probably mix it with a little bit of cranberry juice, actually. And so that's typically what we're drinking, but we are expanding our palates. What about you?
I say foul. I'm not man enough. I like it with Coke. I drink it with Coke Zero. I buy the little bitty ones. So one big shot and the little Coke. But I enjoy it. All right, number two, super funny because I did not know you were Asian. Shoes in the house, fair or foul?
Foul, 1,000% foul. I think even if I was not Asian, I would not allow shoes in the house because I see what I step in during the day, and there's just no way that I would want to track that through the house. There's no way. Yeah. I mean, my mom was so Asian growing up that she even wiped the dog's feet off before she let the dogs back in. Yes. When I tell you that she had a tiny bucket of soap water and a rag next to the door so that she would have that right there so that she can wipe the dog's feet off, that's what she did. I am not that insistent on that. Yeah. So when, you know, my dogs come in, I'm all, yeah. But we take our shoes off in the house, and especially when my girls were baby babies and crawling around. There's just no way I would be able to be okay with them crawling on floors that shoes had been on.
Foul too.
Is that because your wife will be listening later?
Oh, she'll be listening. She's my number one. She's our number one fan. But I mean, it feels weird wearing shoes in the house, but we have tile everywhere except in the living room. But I'm definitely super foul on wearing socks only. It bothers me so much to wear only socks because I'm anal about wearing them out. Hate it. All right. Where are we at? Number three?
Oop, there you are.
Number three?
Yeah, number three.
I just kept rolling. I knew you were going to come back.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, you would go skydiving. Fair or foul?
At this point in my life, foul. Before kids, you probably could have talked me into it. After kids, not so much.
It's something I always wanted to do, but now I'm past that point. I can't handle it. I don't even like heights anymore.
My husband is not a fan of heights.
I used to love it, but now I don't. I don't know what happened. So we got double foul on the skydiving, but we would have in our youth. I bungee jumped before when I was younger. That was pretty fun.
I have not bungee jumped. And again, that's another one of those. I would have done it before kids.
I think it's pretty safe. All right, now we're going to go to a couple of baseball questions.
Oh, let's do it.
Number four, the Astros are going to get swept by the White Sox. I say foul. They're going to win one of them at least.
I think we're going to split the series. My hope is that we're going to split the series.
Well, I think that too. I think game one, they shouldn't have pulled Urquidy out. Game two, you want to lose to Dylan Cease? I'm fine with that. And we're going to take them out. I think we're going to split it.
I don't think we really lost Dylan Cease. We lost to their bullpen because knocked out Cease in the fifth? I mean, the fact that Dylan Cease is just fire just blows my mind. I don't understand how he pitches how he does. Have you seen Facing Nolan? You've not seen Facing Nolan yet?
No. How can you watch it?
I think it's on Prime now, but you can rent it. But before you could rent it, I saw
where you could buy it on Amazon.
Yes. But now you can rent it. Now you can rent it. But it is the best movie ever, especially if you're a huge Astros baseball fan. But one thing that stuck with me watching that movie was when Nolan Ryan was saying that one of his pitching coaches would stand next to him on the mound so that he wouldn't fall over after he pitched. And now anytime any pitcher falls over after they pitch, I'm reminded of that. Excuse me. And the fact that Dylan Cease, when he pitches, almost does this pirouette thing blows my mind. And I'm like, Nolan Ryan would not appreciate that. But he's amazing. But we lost to the bullpen and, you know, some silliness. But fingers crossed that we can split the series. But my question is, though, will the White Sox have on their Southside uniforms again?
Those are horrible.
You think so? I really like them. I think they look clean. One of my friends, we were texting back and forth last night during the game, and she goes, I think they look like pajamas. Are you kidding me? No, we do not like those. I was like, I do.
I like the Astros Space City jerseys, but it's hard to watch in them blue pants.
I'm indifferent to the Space City ones. I think that I like the City Connect uniforms a lot better than a lot of the teams, but I don't love them. I don't hate them. I just don't love them as much as lots of people do. Yeah. I really like the socks, though.
Yeah, I like the jersey. I just don't like the all blue. It's really – and then when JV wore them one game, he looked really, really weird. All right, number five. So we talked about the playoffs. You got the wild card starting October 7th and then the divisionals on the 11th. But the last game of the season is the 5th. So it's going to be about a week layoff if you're one of the top two seeds. So being off for a week is going to hurt those top two seeds.
Yes. Fair.
I think so, too.
I think so. And
at least the first couple of games, or at least game one, but it's going to affect them.
It worries me. I feel like their timing's going to be off. And again, I say that with the athletic ability of a Nat. But I don't think a week rest is gonna be good for anybody. Nobody. And so that first game should be real interesting.
I say fair too. I think being off is gonna, I think it's gonna be worse than it would be good. But you will be at home. And I think it's better than playing a three-game series against somebody.
That's true.
But they're all at home, and they also mentioned that there's way less days off because they're trying to get these games in without dragging them out too long. And then I think even the Astros, they added three games against the Phillies at the end, so the season's ending later. So one thing I do for Tom at the end of the show, I give him his final thoughts. If you have anything you want to add to this, your final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Astros are very, very good. Yankees are less good. And I don't think we should be worried. I mean, it's the dog days of summer, right? There's a reason for that saying, right? Dog days of summer, some mental mistakes. I don't think that we should be overly worried about these last two games. But again, I have not been a fan all of my life. I've been a fan since after 2017. I did not watch the World Series. I was not interested in the World Series when they won. My husband literally had to wake me up during game five, and I was very angry with him. And so I became a fan after the World Series. So I've only known the good Astros, apparently. And my husband makes fun of me all the time for being a quote-unquote bandwagon. I was like, I couldn't be a bandwagon fan because the bandwagon was like already gone and going. Yeah. Like I'm a fan. It's okay. Anyways.
My wife just started watching it this year.
Really?
She watches it when I'm at work.
Oh, yeah. No, in 2018, I started watching all of the games, 2019. And then when the season was not happening in 2020, I looked at Mike and I said, what am I going to do without baseball, Mike? What's going to happen? And he just laughed at me. Yeah. Just.
So fair or foul, you're a bandwagon fan. I say foul. You're not.
Thank you.
You're a new fan, not a bandwagon fan.
And so I don't understand when people are saying, oh, these Astros, what are we going to do? I'm like, wait, but we've been really good. We've been really, really good. Don't worry. It's okay. Come on. Let's go.
I hate when other fans say, you guys didn't even go to games until they got good. And it's like, you don't remember that we went to the World Series in 2005 and we used to win the division all the time. Like, they were bad for maybe 3 or 4, 5 years at the most. That's it. Other than that, I had to go check this when I was arguing with somebody, but they always had great attendance at the Astrodome. They had great attendance when they wore the black and whatever that is, black and brick uniforms.
Oh, the brick, yeah.
It was just when they gave up and they started the rebuild and they started the tear down. That was it. But
yeah, one of my best friends around.
That's just their only thing they can say.
Yeah. One of my best friends had season tickets when they were the quote unquote Lastros. And she cracked me up when I started watching baseball. She's like, you're not a fan. You're not a true fan. You were not a fan when they were the Lastros. I'm like, why you gotta hate on me now? I'm like, I'm here now.
So your only option is to find a team that sucks and be a fan of them. Come on.
Yes.
You're a fan. All right. So, well, that's it.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Rob. This was fun. I like it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and I'd love to have you back someday. You did a great job.
We'll have to get Shelby on here at some point, and we'll do an all three of us at some point.
We'll drink bourbon.
Exactly. And you'll have to come on to ours once
I will
figure that out.
I will. All right, guys. For Susie, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.